From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Outlaw Mountain by J.A. Jance. Now let's begin with Outlaw Mountain. Prologue.
Alice, come find me.
The faint but drawn-out words, wafting on the chill November air, drifted in through the open window of Alice Rogers' aging Buick Skylark. Even though she didn't hear the taunting call or understand the words, the sound was loud enough to disturb her and rouse her from her scotch-induced slumber. She woke up, shivered in the cold, and blinked at the unremitting darkness that surrounded her. For a confusing, disorienting moment, Alice was afraid she'd gone blind. She had no idea where she was or how she had come to be there. Fighting panic, her hands flailed out in search of clues. The first thing her trembling fingers encountered was the icy, smooth surface of the steering wheel. Next, she ran her fingertips across the familiar, worn plush of the Buick's upholstery. Breathing a sigh of relief, Alice leaned back against the headrest. She was in the front seat, the front passenger seat of a car. Her own car. She had fallen asleep there. Again. The best she could hope for was that maybe none of the neighbors had seen her. If they had, word was bound to get back to the kids. That was one thing Alice knew from bitter experience. Tombstone was full of gossips who were only too happy to carry tales. Alice stayed where she was and rested for the better part of a minute, waiting for the momentary panic to subside, for the frantic beating of her heart to slow and steady.